Figure 2 is a load factor chart. It shows you the angle of bank graduated from 0 degrees to 90 degrees, and the load factor going from 1G to infinity. The thing to note about this chart is notice the curved line that starts at 1 and it curves up to infinity. Notice that that line crosses 60 degrees at 2G's, and it crosses right at 70 degrees at 3G's. Those are the two points on this chart where you want to focus. And it's important because it's showing you that as your bank increases from 60 to 70 degrees, you go up a whole other G. That's a lot. So at a 60 degree bank, if an airplane weighs 2,300 pounds, what approximate weight would the airplane structure be required to support during a 60 degree bank turn while maintaining altitude? Well, that's 2 G's. 2 times 2,300 is 4,600 pounds. That's the answer. You multiply the weight of the airplane by the load factor, and that's the amount of weight that the aircraft structure would be required to support. Let's go on now to figure number 3.